8:50 to buzz.
Good morning, everybody. You're tuned to the second hour of Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, here with Larry, we're your hosts, and Dave Gardner of Computer News Group is here with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, David. Our number is 860-0850, pound 850 if you are a 360 communication customer. And our sponsors today are Computer Renaissance. And they have two area locations, Crossroads Shopping Center in Cary and in Raleigh at the North Hills Plaza, across from North Hills Mall. Great selection of new and used equipment. You can trade, buy, sell. So if you have an old computer you want to sell, that's where you go. And tell you what, we have a listener who has been holding very patiently all this time. It's about time we got Rob. Rob?
Yeah.
Boy, you're good.
How are you?
I'm fine. Just hit the phone a couple of times on your ear so it comes back to life. What's up?
Well, I just wondered if you guys had talked about my situation.
Oh, this is Rob.
Yeah.
Good morning. Oh, have we ever.
Oh, okay.
I'll be there tomorrow.
You can listen to it later on.
Great. Okay, I'm going to go if I can get online.
No.
Well,
no.
You can get online, can't you?
Well, it depends on how I boot back up.
Well, what we're going to do
to get online with your computer, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to come over, and I'm going to come over tomorrow and ask this format your drive. We're going to start all over.
Don't worry, we'll take care of it.
I just, it's really interesting that...
Let me wait a second, Rob, just a second, just to the audience.
Yes.
Rob is the person we were talking about earlier in length about buying an HP.
This is my ex-friend.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wondered if you did get into discussing the fact that people, go out and purchase what we'll call name brand systems, and then
Boy, did we!
I missed it. I wish that I had to sleep a little bit longer this morning. So
oh well.
Yeah, and it just really is disheartening that you go in and you spend that kind of money, and then you really can't upgrade the systems as simply as you would like to.
No, not simply, you just can't do it.
Well, that's true. That's true. Amnon, do you think they'll buy my old system?
They will not buy, but I told Larry yesterday, if you didn't give it to your neighbor and yet, I would really like to keep it so we can show people.
It's a museum.
I'm serious. I already have a Packard Bell, the same thing. So this will be a good. But obviously, if you can get the money for it, go for it.
And you, unfortunately, you can get tax deductions for donating it to charity.
There you go.
Tax deduction thing. I'll talk to you later. Yeah. Okay, guys. I had to say hello to you. Larry, you say you'll be...
I'll see you there tomorrow afternoon.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right.
Poor Rob really went through hell.
Well. He'll get over it.
Yes. Fortunately, he's the person who's backed up his data, so we can go F this format his hard drive and reinstall Windows, get all that Hewlett-Packard stuff off, and it'll work again.
John is getting real good here. Says he heard that they will use Rob's machine in the next Don't Do Drugs campaign. John, you need to come and sit here.
You can be ours.
Somebody boring sitting over there. Let's see. Mike?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Oh. I'm back again.
Hello, Mike.
New subject.
Uh-huh.
Microsoft Internet Explorer, which is... something I use for testing purposes.
Uh-huh.
Pro testing or testing? which version? 302 or 4.0?
Or 3-something.
Yeah.
I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
In any case, using Netscape, it will allow me to look at a web page that has a mail to URL on it, and it will directly bring up my mail program.
Which in your case is Eudora.
In my case, it's both Eudora and Netscape.
Okay.
But I have no way. Well, when I go to Internet Explorer, I say I want to send mail, and it says, well, you can't do it because it's not in your path. Well, I put the path to Eudora in my AutoExec,
mm-hmm.
and it still brings up this weepy message and says you got to have it set to MAPI-compatible mail program. What am I doing wrong, or what am I missing?
Is there a... in? And you just turned on 3-1, obviously, right?
95 or 3-1?
3-1.
3-1 because of the...
Version 3.03.
Yeah, if you drop down in the, was it options or preferences?
Yeah.
I think it's under view.
Yep.
And go to programs. Can't you pick the mail program you want to use there? And if it's installed properly, you'd...
Well, there's only two things in the checkbox: MAPI compatible mail program and Internet, Microsoft Internet mail. Now, let me see. Can I write something in this box?
I think you can.
I don't know.
I think you can write the path to Eudora right there.
No, it's not letting me play.
I know in 95 you can.
I don't use
sure.
it, so I have no idea. I mean, with Netscape, it comes right up. So
right.
This is,
well, this is an advantage of Netscape.
There you
well,
go.
I'm sure there's a way to do it. You're using, with 95, you're using Eudora and...
Well, yeah, we were using Eudora and Outlook Express both.
Yeah, but it worked.
Yeah, it worked. All you did, and again, this was a 95 system, so it doesn't relevant.
Yeah.
Because I thought that the preferences were the same, that you could pick what your default mail connection was.
Mike, I think it does work, but there's more to it than just what the way that it works with 95. I'll try and find out for some people that that use 3-1 and Explorer. If somebody's listening, please call us.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks,
Mike. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
Bye-bye.
And Jerry.
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir.
I've got a proprietary system, an AST 486DX266.
Yeah.
I want to upgrade memory. And
okay.
I opened it up and I pulled out, you know, they have the...
What kind of memory is in there?
It's
72-pin, right?
Yes.
And are there 8 chips on it, or...?
There's 12 chips on the one SIM that I can see. When I pull out the SIM, it says 4 megabytes, and there's 8 megabytes in the system. There's a couple other boards, the modem and the
wow.
sound card, that are... Right above
I don't know. I mean, you're welcome to bring a SIM over, and I can put it on the tester and see what it is. But AST, if I'm not mistaken, uses proprietary memory also.
Yeah, that's what I was pretty sure that was the case,
yeah.
too, and I wanted to upgrade.
I have no idea who carries that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, besides that, I was thinking of getting additional
hard drive
storage, right?
Yeah.
And I was looking at the new SyQuest Spark, which is a 1 gig
drive
disk,
yeah.
yeah. And I was wondering if you had heard anything about it, whether it was a good buy or to pass.
I haven't heard about it. SyQuest is not my favorite for anything that's removable in media. iOmega is more the thing that I would go with. But of course, I mean, a lot of people are using SyQuest.
Yeah, well, this seems to, well, the Jazz, I guess, has gone up to a 2 gig now.
Right, they've got
a
larger one.
The old one was 1 gig, and it was kind of expensive. This is selling for about $200 and with 1 gig, and that's, you know, just a little bit more than you can get a zip drive for.
What you need to find out is how much is the media and compare, and then go with whatever you think is better.
Okay.
I mean, both of them have been proven.
Right. Yeah, well, the media, they advertise... 3 discs for $100. I mean, that's like $33 a gig,
mm-hmm.
which is a pretty good buy. When you look at the
how about the Jazz?
The Jazz, I think the memory is close to 990 or something.
Okay.
On the Jet for 1.5 gig for one disc is about $80.
Okay.
So,
dollar
for dollar, it seems to be a good deal.
Sure. I'd go for it.
Okay.
I definitely will.
Okay, thank you very much, Emma.
Sure. Thanks
right.
for calling 850 The Buzz.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of people are using SyQuest equipment, especially in Macintosh. Talking about Macintosh, they use it.
Anyway, you're listening to Computers on the Internet, 850 The Buzz. Dave.
Yes, sir.
Let's get a little bit more. I want to get some more information out between the callers about iNet.
Okay, great.
There was a question that came from John earlier. Does the do these lunch tickets get Larry into iNet?
Yes, Larry called, K-A-L-L, was a winner of the two tickets to the keynote address. The tickets to the keynote address are $25, but that does include admission into iNet.
All right, and I think he was already registered anyway, so that's fine. All right, let's get a little bit more, like, who's going
to
be there?
Okay, I'd like to talk about a little bit about the seminars, because seminars are a thing that attract a lot of people. And some of the seminar topics, we have several seminars on NT, Windows NT, systems administration, et cetera. Several seminars on creating websites, even Microsoft Front Page. We've got seminars on basic internet, information on installing Windows 95 and networking Windows 95, seminars on TCP/IP, which is Transport Control Protocol, Internet Protocol, concepts and how to configure your systems, SQL Server, technical support for Novell's NetWare, network cabling, web development, directory services for NetWare and NT, putting your business on the Internet, tunneling protocols, Internet telephony, Internet security, online marketing via the Internet, building intranets. These are inter-office communication nets. How to put your business on the Internet. We've got one on Dragon Dictate, which is dictating into your computer. And we've got an abbreviated series, which is one that's new for us, is the MCSE series. That's the Microsoft Certified Systems Engineering series. And we're going to have several seminars on that for people who want to become a certified systems engineer. And I think the average salary is $60,000 to $70,000 a year. We've got some introductions to that series. So we've got a lot of seminars that are very, we're lucky to have. And NC State University is helping us put on a lot of these seminars. They've got access to the technology, to the speakers, and these seminars are not commercial. They're not sales pitches. They're really very educational. And people can go to our website at inet-expo.com and see a complete listing of the seminars and a description of each seminar.
Any attendee can attend those, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Do they have to register?
They have to register online, or either they can register on site with a copy of our newspaper or an invitation that has been sent out. But I would encourage them to register online because it's free. And if they come to the show without any kind of pass, there will be a $35 admission charge.
Yeah, but I'm talking about to register for the seminars.
No, the seminars, most of the seminars are given once each day.
So you just walk in?
Twice, and you can walk in and go from seminar to seminar.
Okay.
Oh, we also have a JavaScript seminar. We've got a seminar on messaging across the Internet. You've had a lot of questions this morning about email and messaging. And we can maybe address some of those questions for attendees. Also, we've got a seminar on the new 56K technology, the X2 versus the K56 technology.
That'll be a short one.
Next. Yeah. And WRAL TV is going to do a seminar on Thursday about multimedia. That's just going to be presented just one time. So I'm really pleased and proud of the seminars that we've put together, and it should be a good enhancement to the exhibitors.
Sounds like a great thing. How about some of the vendors? Do you want to?
Okay, thank you. Some of the vendors that people will know locally are Alphanumeric Systems, Internet Center, of course, Computer News Group. We've got several web companies, web consulting, Webmasters, Creative Web Consulting, EMJ Internet. We've got Data Transit International, Ganymede Software, GTE, ImageNet, Interlan, Interpath, Lucent, NC State Computer Training Unit, Network Communications Technologies, Networks, New Horizons Learning Center, Persimmon IT, Seed Communications, Stay Online, Synergy Systems, the several user groups, VisaNet, Web Slingers,
bunch of them,
AltaVista, Digital. So we've got a lot of exhibitors, and it is not a giant show. This show is designed for
personal.
It is. It's designed for fewer attendees. It's very targeted in that the subject matter is very targeted, being local area networking, wide area networking, internet, and intranets.
Okay. All right. Again, where can they call to register? Where can they go to register?
Yeah, I would rather they go to the web, and most of the people who are listening do have web access now,
right.
Would be www.inet-expo.com. And you can register online, and it'll feed right into our database.
Yeah,
and the badge will be ready at pre-registration.
Right, and you should really do that because, like Dave said, it is free. If you call in, it takes manpower to write it down and enter it and all that. So it actually is a lot of work that nothing comes back from that can be put somewhere else to better use. So please use the web to do it. Okay, your calls are coming up next on the station. If you want to pay your rent, your mortgage, and your car payment, 850 The Buzz.
Oh, we're back on the air.
Yeah, we're back on the air. Computer is 98 on 850 The Buzz. And our number is 860-0850, pound 850 if you are a 360 communication customer. Next break, when we go into the break, remember the drill. After we go into the break, after it says 850 The Buzz, we're going to give away a package here. It's called Spanish Scholar for Windows, which is what it says, the two-way translator and thesaurus for Windows. It was an evaluation that was given to me some time ago, and never got to do anything with it, so I'd like to see somebody actually using it. So be the ninth caller to 860-0850 after we go into the next break. And you'll win it.
Yeah, drive John crazy at the next break. Yeah, so he won't come in John here and bother us.
No, John doesn't bother us. He comes in and he has good comments. Come on, Larry, give him a break.
Oh, yeah, he has good comments to you.
Give him a break.
Over here, he's giving me a bad time.
Okay, well, that's just...
borrowing money. looking for things.
Dave.
Yes, sir.
What else do we have about INET? I want to get as much information. Remember, this is coming Wednesday and Thursday, this coming Wednesday and Thursday, 21st
correct.
And 22nd, from 10 o'clock till
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
10 till 4 at the Raleigh Convention and Conference Center. Is that what they call it now?
The newly refurbished Raleigh Convention and Conference Center.
Refurbished. I like that.
Downtown Raleigh.
Yep.
And your host, Amnon Nissan, will be there.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Come and let's talk.
Yeah, you can throw things at him.
You can do anything you want.
You can?
Over there. Oh, you can do anything. Well, of course, Dave may slap you one or two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the keynote luncheon is one I would like to stress because we're lucky, I think, to have AltaVista there. And as everybody knows, AltaVista is a real pioneer in the internet and search engines and firewalls and doing business on the internet. So I think it'll be a very entertaining and informative luncheon, and maybe even some good food. Who knows?
And we tried to figure that out when your daughters were here, who was going to cater the luncheon. We never did get that answer.
Nick, I'll get you in a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Nick.
I have about a two-year-old. I've had about 2 years a desktop here at home.
Uh-huh.
And between myself and my wife and the kids, over the 2 years.
What's the problem?
The problem is we've loaded it up with software over time.
Yeah.
And then I tried to use Quarterdeck Queen Sweep to uninstall some of the old programs.
Uh-huh.
And it apparently it deleted some files that the system needs to right. operate properly.
Right.
And I'm wondering if one option, I'd like to go back to the day when it came out of the box, is one option to somehow erase everything on the hard
disk. So the day when the computer came out of the box?
Yeah.
You have the DOS diskettes?
Yes, I do.
Then just boot from that floppy, and when it comes to the A prompt, type format space C colon space slash S. Like Sam.
Uh-huh.
And that will erase the whole drive.
Okay.
And it will put the operating system
and
on
we'll
your
put
C
the
drive.
Operating, right.
And so it will put the new original operating system
that's
on.
That's correct.
With a completely new formatted brand new
that's
clean
correct.
Hard drive.
That's correct.
Okay, now the operating system came on a CD.
What operating system do you have?
It's a Windows 3.1.
No, it's not on a CD. Never was. It's on floppies.
On floppies?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go back in the box and pull them out.
Okay.
And
all
so
right.
So I just put that in the A drive.
And
when
then
I...
you just follow the instructions how to install new operating system.
Got it.
And that's a forward slash incidentally,
yeah.
leaning towards the right. Some people get that backwards.
Right, the one with the question mark.
C colon forward slash S.
Correct.
No, C colon backslash space forward slash.
No, you don't need that.
Well, or C colon space.
Okay, space forward slash S.
Oh, I've made.
Sorry. Is that it?
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if it makes a difference, but I always use it with a space, so it's fine.
I always use
like
slash space.
Be like.
I am like that.
You want to be like. So be like that.
But I run a Windows free zone.
Yeah,
Windows 95 free zone.
I know I drive M9 crazy a lot, but anytime
a short trip,
yeah,
yes.
Anytime people are using Windows 95 and any Windows and any inadvertent close or shutdown of the program leaves temporary files out
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
And over a period of time, it can really damage your operating system. So I personally reinstall Windows on every system at least twice a year. Scratch to get it clean.
To clean it.
And what's your feeling of that? Is that smart? Or
it's fine. I don't think you need to do it, but it's better. What do you do with all applications?
Oh, you mean you install it and reinstall the applications?
Well, in that case, it's fine. But you see, you're using your computers, your workstations for certain things. You know, it's not like a home computer, which has a whole salad of different programs that you use. Somebody got from you have the software there.
Mm-hmm.
You go
right.
and you install the software that you're using, the computer is being used productively, then yeah, it's fine. I mean, I don't know that it needs to be done, but it can't hurt.
Well, but I like it. I mean, I think it's a good approach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
One of the problems of Windows 95, maybe the biggest problem, is it leaves stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are files in there, the dreaded DLL over,
oh, yeah.
Overuse of files. And the problem with what this guy did with Clean Sweep is we've talked about this before. Any of these uninstallers,
right.
they ask you questions about what do you want to leave, and most people won't leave most what they really need, so the programs are worthless. You might as well just...
and most people don't understand the questions they're being asked
right.
by
that's
these uninstallers.
True. That's true, too. Yep. Hey, good morning.
Buenos dias, amigos.
Buenos dias.
It's Ace, and I've had a question on ScanDisk. I get in some problems regularly with Windows 95 freezing on me. And shutting down, coming back up, and wants to run ScanDisk to check the files and all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting an error message with that now that it says that it has a problem running ScanDisk
wow.
or it was canceled.
Wow.
Are you running ScanDisk from the DOS prompt or from within Windows?
Well, this is when it's reboot.
Yeah, it's during the reboot.
Right. right. And then if I go into Windows, it'll run ScanDisk. When I drop back to DOS, the Windows version, the 95 version of DOS, I get this message that says this version of ScanDisk will work only with MS-DOS version 5.0 and later.
Ooh.
It's very bizarre.
Have you done a safe boot, a boot in a safe mode?
I think it goes.
I didn't look at it in the safe mode. Actually, this is just from standard.
Yeah. Try what Dave is saying. When it comes up, hit F8 and go to
safe
command.
Mode.
Command
safe mode
no,
dash
no.
Prompt.
Safe mode dash prompt and run it from there and see. It sounds like something got clobbered big time. Do you have a backup?
Yes.
Do you have a backup?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And you can F this format with the best of us.
Yeah, then that's true.
I know.
Yeah. But you back up a problem, and you're still going to have a problem.
And you still have a problem.
That's true, if you restore, yeah.
Right. So no clues on what maybe...
No, I mean, that's obviously some...
Reporting it seems to be a problem.
Is it causing you any other problem, though?
Not really.
Then I don't know. I mean, take a look at
it
says, but...
It can get worse and worse, though.
Right.
See, that's the problem, is when people back up when they have a problem, then they back up the problem.
Right.
If you keep backups on a regular basis and you alternate...
Right.
Then you can always go back to a backup that was good
and precedes the problem.
Have you deleted your temp files?
Yeah. They're clear.
Now, it's obviously tells him... I mean, he's using 95 and tells him this will only run with DOS 5 or later. Something in the system is seeing his DOS as... 5.4. I mean, earlier than 5. So...
Did you upgrade from DOS?
No, this is... I just put this hard drive in about 3 weeks ago and ran it from the disk, from the Windows 95 disk.
But see, something got clobbered.
Right, but this is the SCANDISK running in DOS as opposed to the one running in Windows. So it's running in those couple of DOS files that Windows 95 installs.
Yeah.
So it may not ever cause them a problem.
Did you try to go to programs and accessories and disk utilities, SCANDISK?
Yeah, that's the only way I can get it to run the SCANDISK.
Yeah, see, that works.
Isn't that the same one?
No.
And from there it runs okay?
Right.
Oh, then I wouldn't worry about it. I missed that. Okay, yes.
But you can turn that SCANDISK off so that it won't even run it.
Right.
How do you do that? You don't remember.
If the caller will give me his name number, I can look up. I have tip sheets, and I have the command to disable the SCANDISK.
Okay.
Or, actually, if you go into the Windows 95 file and look under in that directory in Explorer, you will find a little notepad file called tips, and it's in there, too.
Okay.
Yeah, you can read it in your own directory, but he's right. You can turn that off so that it won't do it.
Okay.
All right.
One other question. I know a lot of the utilities are pretty flaky. Is there one that you recommend that helps to deal with problems?
With problems?
Uh-huh. And intercept some of the problems?
Dr. Laura.
She's a utility.
I don't know. What problems, Ace? I mean, it depends.
Well, right. Some just in terms of sometimes just conflicts between software installations or after installation, I should say, or some of the hardware conflicts with changing out the board.
I don't know, Larry, do you?
No, we hate semantic.
I heard that before.
No, I think that Amnon has always recommended you use the ones that come with
Windows 95. Yeah, with 95, whatever is built in.
They're good, SCANDISK and the disk defragmenter, and those are the ones that...
And of course,
and they're free.
To find out the difference between boards when you install them, then the system... device manager in the control panel does that for you.
Yeah,
it helps. Yeah.
Defrag and scan regularly from within Windows.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
you,
gentlemen.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
Bye.
And Larry.
What?
No, there's another.
Me again. Another Larry.
There's another Larry.
Good name.
Good name. Yeah.
Hey, I talked to you earlier this morning on that Explorer 4.0.
Right.
Okay. I'm gonna install that. Now I have it on an MSN disk. Can I install that off of that, or should I get it off the internet?
No, you can install it.
That's fine.
They just give you a copy of it. I mean, they're throwing copies around everywhere now.
Is it MSN oriented off the disk, though? Or?
I doubt it.
You may, when you first start up, go to an MSN as your start page, but you can change that.
Uh-huh.
What's the start page you want going
on? In other words, you don't have to have Microsoft Network Services in order to install
it. Right.
Okay, and should I completely uninstall the 3.0 or just install this one over the top of it?
Uninstall it. It is a mess if you install it over it.
Uninstall it then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks.
And that guy that was having a problem with that SCANDISK, I had a similar problem, and I found out the cause of it was a fax program software I was running.
Yeah, and but he's running it. This is running before anything loads.
Oh, okay.
So that wouldn't be it.
Okay, all right. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling 850
The Buzz. All right.
All right. Big,
yes.
Kahuna, Big Kahuna is online, but we
he
don't
is.
Have. Yeah,
we don't
Big,
have
Big Kahuna.
Yes, sir.
We need to talk after the next break.
You only got 4 minutes.
Can I just put you on hold?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Let me in RAM.
Okay.
You're in virtual RAM or something.
I tell you what. Actually, let's not go into the list of URLs, but you can stay and carry on the conversation with us for the next 3 minutes until we go to the break.
Does he have anything interesting to say other than URLs?
URL. Like
URL.
That. What was that show with the little kids? The Shining. Red Run. I go around the house and URL.
Dave?
All these WWWs come out of the wall of the closet.
Dave.
Yes, sir. Very scary.
What do we have anything else to mention about
No, INET? I'd just like to repeat it one more time.
Sure.
INET, the Internet Working Expo, Wednesday and Thursday, January 21, 22, at the Raleigh Convention and Conference Center. The hours are from 10 to 4, and anyone wanting to attend the seminars and the exhibition can register free online at www.inet-expo.com. And Big Kahuna, you might want to mention that sometime.
Okay.
Like now.
A little bribe will get anything mentioned.
Ah, yes.
Let me. You know what I just thought about, and I'm getting goosebumps.
Ooh.
Right now, online are the two people that, other than me, are responsible for this show to get on the air.
Is that Dave?
Dave Gardner.
Big Kahuna's fault. Not mine now.
I have nothing to do with it. I know nothing.
He's not dragging up into this, is he?
I still have a copy of that big article that Big Kahuna called the News and Observer, and they wrote a big article about it. And then when the salesman called Dave over at the store, over at the office, and Dave said, oh, yeah, this will be a great idea. Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
So you're the one responsible?
Hot
so.
I mean, I, here, both of them are right here.
Bring tears to my eyes, Dick Kahuna.
I used to have this Mexican babysitter when I was little named Inez. Was it Inez?
All right. Hold. Let me put this on hold. Okay, Dick Kahuna, just hold on.
To what?
To who?
Right,
hold on.
Let's see. All right. Let's just remember that he's on line one because we're going into.
Don't cut him off, John.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. When we go into the break, after the announcer announces that this is 850 The Buzz, be the ninth caller to 860-0850 or #850 if you're in your car or if a 360 communication customer. And John will get your name if you're the ninth caller, and you'll win the Spanish Scholar for Windows, which is a two-way translator and thesaurus for Windows. And your calls are coming up next on the station that want to pay your rent, your mortgage, and your car payment, 850 The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, here with Larry Dial and Dave Gardner of Computer News Group. Our winner of Spanish Scholar for Windows is Dan Street of Raleigh. Congratulations, Dan. You need to come up here. I'm sure John told you. You need to come up here to the studio to pick up your winnings. And right away, let's go and talk to the Big Kahuna.
And don't go up to the studio. I'm telling you, it's dangerous. I've been there before.
Buenas noches, señor, yes.
Send it to get them to mail it to you, Ann.
Damn.
See?
Go ahead.
Stop the technology madness.
That's right. I want to get off. Okay. This is, we said we were going to start a, I was going to do a 1 or 2 or 3 week hot link thing for new internet users.
That's right. The newbies. Yes.
All the newbies out there. So this week, we're going to focus on three little things that everybody needs to know if they're starting into surfing the net. The first one I call, where do you want to go today? That used to be what Microsoft used to say when they stuck that finger up on their ass. But then somebody realized what Bill Gates was doing, and they said, what do you want us to do to you today? Okay, so what do you want to do today, and how do you get there? Well, you need to know about the search engine, okay? And there are a good couple of ones. Can't go into all of them, but I've listed kind of the top ones out there. Lycos, Yahoo, all these are weird names.
Alta Vista.
I think it's Alta Vista. Alta Vista, Excite.com, and InfoSeek. Mm-hmm. Now, these all work similarly and differently, and each one of them will give you, when you hit their home page, tips and different methodologies about how to use them. They almost all break up for you right on their search page the net into the, I guess, hot topics that everybody seems to want to go look for, such as autos, and they break autos down into buy a car, leasing, or just cars, news, custom news, top stories. I'm reading off the Excite page here. Computers and the internet, entertainment, games, lifestyle, travel, sports, and so forth. So they all tend to break the net up so that you can go to these different sections that they have found sites that relate to, or you can just go in and do a search and learn about their search tips. It really helps in doing a better job in looking, getting what you're looking for. The net is a little different than the online services, and everybody thinks that they're on America Online. They're on the net, but they're not. They're in that little community, and why people, I guess, like America Online is because when they get sign on, America Online has divided up their service into these different sections, so people immediately can go somewhere. It's like turning on your TV. You can know you can go to these different channels. The internet, you have to go look for where to go. It doesn't come to you except with something we'll talk about next week. So,
well, like something that you do, your page.
Right, but you have to know where to go to find
the page,
either what you're looking for, the page or links or so forth, where on CompuServe or America Online, on their opening screen, it tells you, okay, here's travel, here's news, here's sports, here's whatever. So while it's a little bit more effort to use the internet, once you get the hang of how to, it's very easy. And it's much more interesting, and there's much more information out there than you will find on something like these proprietary services.
Right.
Okay. Now, once you've found where to go and how to get there, you're going to want to make sure that you've got email. And some of the services come with an email package built in. Some don't. You may also want to get supplementary email. So there are a couple of services out there that offer free email.
Spam. Yeah, spam.
Spam.
Yeah.
And that's not what you eat.
Yeah.
One is Hotmail.com. These are free email services. Of course, you have to have your own internet connection. Rocketmail.com is another freebie. And then if you want to get real creative and you want to have an interesting name at an interesting email name at a unique domain name, such as a doctor at hospital.com or something of that nature, there's a service called iname.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. These are not necessary ingredients, but there's certainly some interesting things because email is one of the most important things that you will find yourself using. And if you want the best email program, there is a free version of it available at eudora.com. And you can pick up the free light version of Eudora or find everything out you would want to know about email programs, particularly Eudora's programs there, all the things that they will do. The next section I've decided to hit on today is, okay, you've got the internet, you've got your email address, now you want to find people you know, you want to find telephone numbers or information, or you want to find email addresses, and there's some services in that are free that will help you do that. Switchboard.com is probably one of the best services for finding people. Remember those CD-ROMs that they used to sell for $19 or $40 or $99 that would give you all the addresses in the United States?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't need them anymore because Switchboard.com has done that all for you and put it into a site on the Internet. You can go in and look for all the Larry dials in the United States or all the dials in North Carolina. And it gives you all this information and gives you addresses, phone numbers, zip codes, and so forth. So everybody can call Larry up this afternoon. Good way to put together...
He's not at home. He moved.
Oh, good. Good way to put together a Christmas list, find old friends or acquaintances, people in far off places that, you know, you don't want to sit there on Southern Bell or AT&T finding them. This is a great service. Big Yellow is more oriented towards finding businesses, and it has a massive database. Switchboard is both businesses and individuals, but I find Big Yellow does a better job with businesses and Switchboard does a better job with finding people. There is another service called 411.com, and that's not number 411, that's FOUR11.com. That's what they call the Internet White Pages, where you can find an email address. And if someone has listed themselves with this service, which you can do, you go in and put in the first name and the last name, and it will give you all the people with those names and then give you their email addresses. So if you're looking for someone you think's on the net and you don't know their email address, you can find them that way. And you can register yourself so other people can find you. There is another one called WhoWare.com. And WhoWare.com does the same thing. It's the way to find people on the web. And they also have a list of lots of other good sites going on there, such as finding a job, classified, buying a car, finding an apartment, and things of that nature. So those are some essential ingredients, I think, that everybody that is starting to get into using the Internet needs to know about. We'll hit on some other interesting, good reference sites that you should bookmark and keep handy as your favorite that you can call upon as you need. Okay?
Okay.
Well, yeah, I thought I'd put everybody to sleep there.
That's what I was going to say. I should have turned on the mic.
Yeah.
There's a bit going on.
Hello? Actually, I was writing this down.
No, you don't have to write it down.
Because it's on the web.
It's going to be on the web, isn't it?
It's going to be on the web. I didn't have a chance to do it. All of you can go to www.850thebuzz.com, and you can either click on my picture and go to the Big Kahuna, or you can go directly to showurls.html. And we still need to talk about doing the page on the Big Kahuna site.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have to come up with
$200
for the registration.
No, we don't. We can do
www.bigkahuna.x5.com. Ooh, X5.
And that'll work. So don't worry.
Files.
It's on that. Sunday nights.
Okay. Well, everybody be sure to go see Inez.
Inez.com.
Hey, Inez might be there.
Inez.com.
Anyway. All right. Take it easy.
Thanks for calling, Big Kahuna.
Part 2 next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Sequel. Emma, before we start, we had talked real briefly before one of the breaks about the cost of registering your own domain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's, Dave, you want
to? Yeah, I'd be glad to address that. The cost of registering a domain is something that confuses a lot of people. Internic, that's INTER, capital N, capital I, capital C, stands for the Internet Network Information Center, currently handles registrations for the Internet, and the price for registering a domain is $100 for the first 2 years, then $50 a year thereafter. So it's an average, you know, that works out to be $50 a year. And to find out if your domain is available, go to http://rs.internic.net. That will take you right into the Internet's website, and then drill down to the registration services, then go to WHOIS, that's WHOIS, and you can enter a requested domain like dave.com, and you find out if it's taken. If it's not taken, you can immediately stay into that website and proceed with your own registration.
Right.
Or the people like Amnon and myself that will help you.
The ISPs will do it, yeah.
Will help you do that, because it is does take a lot of follow-up, and it's a very complicated process to get it registered if you're not attuned to it. It has to be letter perfect.
Right. And that's the trick. And I found out now. It's amazing. It would take 3-4 days and back and forth and back and forth. Now that I got it down pat, I can register, like in the last few weeks, I would register a domain,
20 minutes later, it comes back.
It's done.
Because they see that it's coming from the same source, and it's done right. It's almost like they don't...
But you've got a certain amount of information already about yourself already entered
into
their,
it's already in there,
into their database. And it's called a handle, a NIC handle. Yeah. And I tell clients that it takes anywhere from 1 hour to 6 weeks to get a name registered.
Oh, absolutely.
It just depends.
So use your ISP, folks. They'll
amazing.
Do it for you.
Yeah. Again, before we get up there.
Yes. Oh, hello out there. I had my daughter was in the hospital this week. She's home and much better. Hello, darling. And
hello, Rebecca.
Yes, hello, Rebecca. And so the Spanish one, you didn't get the Spanish program, but then you don't need it. You are Spanish.
She don't need it.
And hello, darling. Wolf, you need to tell us about charitable organizations. Dave needs that list, so you're responsible.
And hello, Hannah and Kathy. I thank you for turning the tape because the tape here didn't work right.
Uh-huh.
Dave?
Yes.
You have any...
we have time to say anything else?
We have about 30 seconds.
Okay. Again, I'd like to say anybody in any organization that feels that they would like to receive contributed hardware and software, please let me know at Computer News Group. That's 881-3177. My name is Dave Gardner, and I'd like to start a list of this because a lot of companies ask me where they can donate good equipment.
And that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in to Computers 98 on 850 The Buzz. As usual, practice that computing, back up your hard drive, and don't forget to use a virus scanner. We'll be back here next Saturday at 8. Until then, keep your dial right here on the station you want to pay your rent, your mortgage, and your car payment, 850 The Buzz.